sometimes you want to eat things that are really healthy, and sometimes you don't. You want things that are greasy but delicious, and they make you so happy. Joining us, it's Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Plum, producer John was talking about something that he made the other day, and I wanted him to describe it to you. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, Plum. I had in my freezer mozzarella sticks, whisked up some eggs, seasoned it a little bit, got a pan nice and hot, threw one of the mozzarella sticks into my air fryer and let that thing get nice and crispy. And then I made a nice little omelet. And after the mozzarella stick was done, put it in the center of the omelet as the eggs were still cooking, and then rolled it up into a nice little mozzarella stick omelet. Now tell me how good that sounds.
I mean, it kind of sounds delicious, man. I'm not going to lie. And you kept the mozzarella stick whole, right?
I kept the mozzarella stick whole. It was a perfect, crispy little guy rolled with a nice little, you know, it was almost like a pig in a blanket.
I was going to say, it's like burrito adjacent, too.
I'm guessing our good friend Anna had a problem with this.
I had no problem with it. No.
This sounds amazing. A little hot sauce. I love this whole. This is a great idea. This. You may be onto something. I mean, maybe we should talk about opening a breakfast spot. This
just seems like, I mean, they're weird foods that you wouldn't normally put together, but obviously they've got some things going for them. Cheese.
Yep.
Eggs. Right.
Breading,
a little bit of fried dough in there, too.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
So, Plum, when people talk about like unconventional pairings, I would think a mozzarella stick and an omelet is an unconventional pairing. But what else do you think that you put together and it's a gross, delicious combination?
You know what goes really, really well together, and you're not going to believe me, and I want you to hold back any kind of odd sounds you might make, but green apples, like, you know, nice, tart Granny Smith green apples and salsa.
I would try that. I actually think that would be okay.
The first time I put salt on fruit was, like, really eye-opening for me, so at this point, I rule nothing out.
This one I do actually more often than I like to admit to people because they tend to, like, wince at it a little bit, but a chocolate avocado milkshake.
That I don't want at all.
I saw this. I was at the store the other day. They have avocado ice cream. Like, what?
Why is avocado in everything all of a sudden?
Well, because avocado it's a healthy fat, so you can use it like in place of where you'd have other fats. To me, avocado doesn't have like a really distinctive flavor. You know, avocado really takes on other flavors. If you think about guacamole, you know, you're not tasting what avocado tastes like. You're tasting all the things inside mixed with the avocado. So mixing it with a little chocolate and making a shake out of it, it works, and it's pretty good.
All right. What else you got?
Apple pie and cheddar cheese. That's like a British thing. I have a guest that comes to my client's house that she insists on having cheddar cheese with her apple pie, and I never really got it until I tried it. It goes really, really well together.
I can't remember why, but we tried this, and it was delicious.
Another one of my favorites, and I used to make these for my kids all the time. You know, everyone loves a great PB&J, and I'm definitely a fan of strawberry jam, grape jam. Keep that raspberry mess out of my house. I don't like those little tiny seeds. It's gross. However, put yellow Goldfish crackers into the PB&J sandwich. It adds a great texture, a great crunch, and that little bit of salt that we talked about earlier, that's in there as well. It's really, really good.
Mm. It's an innovation right there. You know, the first time somebody put chips on top of their burger or an egg on top of their burger, people thought they were crazy too.
Absolutely. And what about, so as a kid growing up, my mom used to always make us banana sandwiches, and you would think banana and peanut butter. Nope. She would make them banana and mayonnaise, and it's good. I'm telling you.
That I don't want. No,
this conversation's over.
I got one more for you. I like to save pickle brine, and I actually marinate whole chickens in pickle brine and then roast them in the oven. That brine adds so much flavor, keeps all that moisture in there because of the salt. It is so good. I'm telling you, pickle brine and chicken are best friends. Marinate your chicken in it. I'm telling you, it's delicious.
All right. Find Chef Plum online, chefplum.com. Thank you, buddy.
You guys are the best. Talk to you later.